Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore. Baltimore positive. We are through the bye week, and I'm going to say this. I'm eating a lot of crab cakes. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is out. By the way, this segment is sponsored by our friends at Wise Market and our Wise Conversations. Rob Santoni not only ran the Boston Marathon, but he's going to be joining me this week out of Silver Spring Mining Company in Perry Hall. That's near store 206. I'll learn all the store numbers before it's all over with. We're also going to be down in Fells Point on Friday at the Chop Tank. All of our WNST crab cake tours presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. My wife's playing because the jackpot on the Powerball was up this week. So this is a tougher segment for me because I usually with my Wise friends, I'm bringing out the ice cream. And, you know, I'll talk about eating fruits and vegetables. You all know I'm a farmer's market person. I got into my first pumpkin pie last week. And I must brag that for eating with 42 crab cakes in 30 days in August and all those French fries, I gained a little bit of weight. And even though Don Mohler was giving me a hard time during this illness and sickness and backache and all the stuff that I've had, I'm back to my playing weight. So I weighed myself literally on Halloween, and I'm back to my original playing weight, pre-crab cake tour weight. So it's perfect time for Emily Bumgarner to come on here, dietitian from Wise. And, you know, they always say dietitian begins with die. I'm not going to begin with that. That's just a little rimshot joke there to begin with. But this is the toughest of tough seasons, right? Like the sun starts going down at 5 o'clock. I start eating 3, 4, 5 times a day, grazing all day. And then you do what my wife did. She went to Wise without me because I can't sit in the car because my back's messed up. And she brought home cookie dough. 12 cookies fit in, but there were 2 extra. And I happen to have those extras. But this is what happens when you weigh yourself and you start feeling cocky. Emily, you're here to keep me straight, to make sure that I might have broccoli on the Thanksgiving, but maybe not so much au gratin, and I'm trying to talk my wife into that. Because I'm getting cocky again all of a sudden, because I was worried that I was gaining weight. Now that I've taken it off, I'm like an eating machine again. So I need you here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, it's, you know, it is the eggnog and pumpkin season. So
there's a lot going on right now.
I need somebody sensible here. Is that you?
Yes, very.
Now, you've been with Wise a couple years, and we say dietitian. Tell me what you do for Wise, because it's always fun having different people on throughout the company. But this is – they sit you in front of this and say, all right, you know, just ease up on the turkey. Ease up on the pumpkin pie a little bit. Mix in some vegetables. A sensible diet is what we would say, right?
Yeah, so we have a small team. There's about 5 or 6 of us. We are here to help customers, employees, you know, all of our partners to really have that well-balanced diet. You know, everything can fit in moderation. So you can have that ice cream, you can have those cookies, but kind of balancing out with some other things. And we do a lot of events, classes, media, so a little bit of everything, but we are here to provide you with that nutrition information.
Well, you go to school for this stuff. I went to the School of Hard Knocks by being overweight at various points in my life. And I think maybe I've told you, I know I've told other people whenever I talk about weight, I talk about 2006. I had just gotten married. My wife and I put on, you know, the freshman 15, the first couple years of our marriage. And there's a picture of me sitting on the top of Corcovado in Rio de Janeiro, seeing the Rolling Stones. It's March 2006. I'm telling you, I weighed 180 pounds. So on my 5'9 and a half, 5'10 frame, right? So I didn't like the way I looked, my chins, the whole, and like neither one of us. Like she weighed maybe like a buck 23. And when we got married, she probably was 108 maybe. And so we came home and we're like, all right, we're going to lose weight. We're going to do it. Now, this was like in April. And the weight on my driver's license, I was shamed, and I know that's not popular in modern society, but I was shamed by a buddy who looked at my weight on my driver's license and said, 148 pounds, you'll never weigh 148 pounds again the rest of your life. And I'm like, oh, it's one of those, is it? You know, so I was 38 at the time, and most of the things in my closet probably would have fit on large, but I bought XL because when you weigh 15 too much, you buy 15 more in clothing, you wear black, you do all that stuff, right? All the stuff they tell you about in Hollywood. And I got a book called Fit for Life, and a lot of the things, and I have a great list here that you've put together and the folks at Wise put together, and I can share them. But some of these things were very like front page, like sugar, right? Like the real problem with the holidays isn't eating too much. There's probably too much sugar as much as anything else. Then we say cookies. Yeah, they taste good. It's chocolate or it's peanut butter. It's sugar, right? I mean, it's white and refined sugars. That's probably the first place that most of us need to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, the holidays, you know, there's so many different desserts and, you know, just different things going on. And it is about allowing yourself to have that, but have it in that moderation. Even if you want to make some different swaps when, you know, maybe you're making the cookies and you can swap out some different ingredients. So maybe you cut back the sugar a little bit, maybe you use some whole wheat flour, you know, maybe you throw in some nuts and seeds to add in some heart healthy fat. So allowing yourself to have that.
My wife put nuts in the chocolate chip cookies because I demanded that. I said, we can't have a cookie here without walnuts. So she came in with the walnuts. And, you know, I love like oatmeal raisin cookies and I like craisins and I like cranberries and I like all of those things. So when I eat, I like a heartier cookie. I don't want a floury. I love a sugar cookie and whatever. But I think there are ways. I love I have a muffin right now that I picked up over the weekend. I can hold it up for you. I like really healthy muffins like with raisins and nuts and different things. And this is more like my jam, like a zucchini and not super sweet, but sweet. I mean, on the sweet end, it's certainly not it's not a floury muffin. It's more hearty. And I find that doing more hearty things, even soups, replacing a meal with a really hearty lentil soup or, pick any soup you want. But I think this time of the year, it sort of lends itself to soup and salads and things like that.
Yep. And you can always kind of like bulk up those different meals. So you don't have to have a soup that, you know, barely has anything in it. You can add all those different things to it and have a very filling meal. Or that cookie. My favorite cookie that is in our recipe bank is walnuts, cranberries, dried cherries. So you get all that sweetness, but it's that
dried cherries. You put those in there?
Yes. Very good.
What's your recipe?
I'll send it to you.
Well, I mean, we go with dark chocolate around here, but so when I really lost weight and took it seriously, and I lost it in the summer of 2006, and people were like worried about me because I was losing weight. I did this sort of really famous walkout thing with the Orioles called Free the Birds. You can Google it, and I'm really gaunt. So like I was what I felt to be definitely the heaviest in my life in March, and certainly the lightest in my life in September. And like it happened very quickly, 40 pounds in 5 months, but it wasn't running or even sweating. It wasn't even hot yoga or the things. It literally was 100% diet. Now I would say exercise and walking, but it was not exercise. It was not an exercise centric thing that I did personally. That my wife had been watching a lot of Biggest Loser, and we're sponsored by Planet Fitness and have always been. And, you know, so during that period of time, it was more for me about complete diet. And I mean butter, and it was everything white sugar, white bread, white rice, white anything. I had a white out and I had a butter out and I had a salt out. I got rid of a lot of salt. And during that period of time, it was more about, I love vegetables. So like, I'm not anti, I love food. Like in general, there are very few things I don't like, but I truly tried to stay to fresh vegetables and not cook things and fresh nuts instead of nachos, grab nuts, right? Instead of potato chips, you know, find other things that would work. And I found that the weight sort of melted. I mean, that the word I use 15 years later is melted off, that if you control your diet and portion control, there a lot of us do move around enough. I mean, we're not during the plague was a little different, but moving around, people do move, but diet is everything. And it's decision when you're in wise, right? And having top of mind to say, this is what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do when I'm in the grocery store.
Yeah, it's really making those small changes. So like you said, you kind of noticed that, you know, you made some different changes and changes were happening. And even, you know, a lot of times we tell people, you know, don't worry about the weight, you know, eventually if the weight loss is going to happen, it will happen, but focusing on those habits are going to help you long-term. And then the weight loss might kind of come second. But I tell people, you know, your numbers when you go to the doctor, they might change, you know, your lab values, your blood pressure, that kind of thing. So you might not notice it on the scale, but you might be noticing it in other ways where it's helping your health.
What's your favorite healthy thing to eat? Like when you're a dietitian, like you go home for your family at Christmas and they're all like looking at you and you're looking at them and they're, because we all, I mean, it's America. We're crazy around. We eat, we love to eat. What are your best? Well, you gave me a great one with the cookies, right? That putting, and I sort of eat that way in general, but give me your two or three best tips. And when family members come, you say, I want to lose some weight. What should I do, Em?
Yeah, I think definitely making those ingredient swaps, because everybody has their favorite things, whether it's throughout the year or at the holidays. You have those meals that you really like and you don't want to get rid of them. So whether
I can't stop fried chicken, I can't stop French fries, I won't stop pizza.
Yeah. So it might be making that stuff in the oven, in the air fryer, something that's not, you know, deep fried.
You get an air fryer.
Yeah.
I
love it.
I'll say this, and I might be lying, and I don't know that I've ever really eaten anything from it. You know what I mean? Maybe I have it at tailgate or like somebody gave me something, but in my home, we don't have one. I've never even like watched the infomercial that comes on. I mean, I know like it looks like it's fried, but it's not. And I know the convection sort of model, but I don't have one. Make the case for me to like, my wife wants to get me something for Christmas and I'm the guy with everything. So make a case for an air fryer for our house. What would we use it for? What would we do with it?
So air fryers, they use the heat. It's constantly rotating around the food. So if you have a toaster oven, some of them will do that as well. Some ovens will do that. But in the oven, the heat is just kind of coming from one central source. But you can make everything from wings to vegetables. You can make baked goods in an air fryer. You can make everything. But it's just that heat that's constantly circulating. You don't have to use oil to like fry it or anything like that. So a nice thing to have, but you know, not necessary.
Well, you can have all the best ingredients in the world, but if the technique's wrong, you know what I mean? You know, I mean, you might not want to eat it. So, I mean, I hear the air fryer sort of, you know, error-free. And nice and easy. Emily Bumgarner's here. She's a dietitian with Wise. We do our Wise conversations. Or I usually drink a lot of high... Usually during the Wise segment, you know what I do? I pull out the candy cake ice cream and I make a fool and I eat a bunch of stuff. But for the holidays, and I guess Halloween was, you know, candy and like all of that, Thanksgiving and sensible Thanksgiving meals. And the first thing I would say is I'm less family oriented than I was. I'm 53 now. I have less family. People have died. I don't have that kids table and the big this is not my family, right? So I don't see how much people eat, but I've eaten at enough Thanksgiving meals to realize no matter how big the plate is, you'll fill it. and you'll pile it up and then you'll go back. And I love Thanksgiving. I love everything about it. I love the football. I love the food. I love the dessert. I like the ice cream. I like the whipped cream. I love the gravy. I don't eat a lot of gravy in life. Like I love French fries and gravy, but I abstain when I'm at Pizza John's. And, but gravy on Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving is I use the word gluttonous, but it is one of those days and months where we talk about this. Probably the reason we're having you on here is we don't want to see people get unhealthy during the holidays. Thanksgiving eating. Do you have my recommendation would be watch the vegetables and make the vegetables count, right? That if you're going Brussels sprouts, you're going broccoli, don't au gratin it that day. Do it another day. Don't au gratin something else.
Yeah, that's a great point there. I mean, when you think about the food at Thanksgiving, okay, you have turkey, you know, fairly lean meat, pretty good for you. There's probably lots of vegetables, just depends how they're cooked. So maybe, you know, piling your plate with those. I always tell people before you pile your plate, take a look at everything, see what you want, see what, you know, you really enjoy. Take a little bit of everything, eat. If you want to go back because you're still hungry, you can, but you don't have to. You know, I always tell people you can have Thanksgiving another day during the year. It's not just for November.
See, the thing with Thanksgiving is it's sort of bottomless. You know what I mean? Like in a way that like no one ever has been to a Thanksgiving meal. I mean, and I don't want to be disrespectful for people on the knee, but I'm talking about for people who have abundance in their life in this country. I have never been to a Thanksgiving meal where grandmom ran out of anything anything.
That is very true.
Usually they're giving you stuff when you leave the house to go home with. So you don't need to run back for the second plate. You're probably having
dessert. So
yeah, I mean, you can chill it out and wait till like the fourth quarter or the kickoff of the second game to go back and get this or whatever you need to do. I love everything about the holidays, and I told my wife this is going to be the worst segment I do all year because I'm really leaning against the hedonistic play that I make this time of year because of eggnog. Like, I'll give you an example. I drink coffee every morning, right? You know, our friends at Royal Farms brew it. Justin sings about it. I brew it, and I swapped out my coffee for my wife's. I'm drinking water. I'm hydrating, okay? But my coffee every morning beginning, and I almost did it the other day because I was in Wise. My wife was in there Sunday. I was in Friday, and I saw the eggnog, but I'm like, I did what you want. You're proud of me as my dietitian here, my team player, because I picked up all that weight during the crab cake tour. I pushed off the eggnog. I love eggnog. And eggnog, unlike anything else we'll talk about other than like yellow watermelon, peaches, things like that, they take it away. So I only have a very, very limited – even if I hadn't lost the weight, I still would be adding eggnog. And it's little things like that, that if I really add up, I put a little in the first cup and then I have a second cup and a little more. And I think about like the quart of eggnog that I will go through in about 9 days or 10 days because I'll cheat a little cup because my wife made cookies and I explain that with nuts. And then I'll have a little eggnog, like a little sniff of eggnog because my mom used to do it that way. And no booze. I don't even know who came up with that. That's silly. Eggnog's delicious the way it is, especially when it comes to Pennsylvania. So during this time of year, I will consume a couple of gallons of eggnog between now and whenever I can't find it at Wise on February 8th or whatever. And this time of year, my coffee, I start my day with more fat than I definitely would because I will not be cheated from eggnog. That's it. No dietitian's going to talk me out of it, Emily.
You can have your eggnog.
Thank you.
You can't, like you said, you can't get it all year. So maybe you have it a little more now. Maybe there's other things that you can have throughout the year.
You can't make me eat the fruitcake.
What was that?
You can't make me eat the fruitcake.
No, the fruitcake, I'll pass on that as well.
I saw that in the store last week too. Did your grandma eat fruitcake too? See, my mother loved that. My mom was born in 1919. She had Claxton fruitcake around the house. I don't even know what the hell's in it. I mean, it's terrible.
No, it's in the store. I saw it already, but I will pass on the fruitcake.
What are your favorite holiday treats? What do you like? And don't be the dietitian now. I mean, if you like broccoli au gratin, go with it. I mean, I love for the holidays because I'm from East Baltimore, and we've done, it's my 30th year in radio, by the way, December 13th to be my 30th anniversary. So I've done 30 Christmases and Thanksgivings and whatnot. And the Polish folks on the east side of Baltimore got mixed in with the German folks. Something we figured this out. There's a whole story about this in the 30s and 40s and 50s. And sauerkraut and kielbasa are widely served. And Rob will come on later because Rob has kielbasa from Ostrowski's. I see it. I buy it. It's in my freezer right now because I'm in the mood for kielbasa and sauerkraut. This time of year, we do that. I don't know. I had Hannah on. She told me about this crazy tea berry ice cream that nobody around here's heard of. So there's regional crazy stuff like that. Green bean casserole. When I grew up, it wasn't like a thing. My friend Mike Fountain's mother started making it. Now in the front of Wise, in the front of every supermarket ever, all the ingredients, the mushrooms, the fried onions, like green bean casseroles, like it's almost like it was in a Christmas story or something, right? Like a shoot your eye out.
Yep. I love green bean casserole, you know, and you can do some different things to make it a little bit better for you. So using more like broth and milk instead of that heavy cream, you can always use, you know, fresh onions instead of the fried onions.
Less sodium mushroom soup too?
Reduce sodium. Yeah. Cut back on the sodium a little bit. That pork and sauerkraut, I'm a big fan of the sauerkraut. I know some people aren't, but you know, that's a great probiotic since it's kind of has that fermentation in there. So good
for you. You think that's good for me then?
It is.
All right. Good. Find a way to make the mashed potatoes. Because I will put the sour cream in there. I'll go half and half. I go butter. I'm talking a Kerrygold Irish. You throw it in there. Come over to my house. We'll eat. I mean, we eat around here. I know I'm skinny, but I'd love to talk about food. Emily Baumgartner's here. She's from Wise Market. So we have our Wise conversations around here. Usually they're, I try to make them not so wise because I tell people to eat more ice cream because we got a lot of flavors. I do. That's where I'm going to get some pumpkin ice cream and I'm going to get some eggnog ice cream and put that in because it's probably peppermint because I like that sort of thing this time of year. But it is serious business for folks to really you can get on the wrong track this time of year and we have fun with it and whatnot. But this is what your job is, to tell people that mm-hmm. we want to keep you here for a lot of holidays and enjoy yourself. And there's lots of ways to do this sensibly.
Yeah, exactly. We want people to be healthy. We want you to enjoy yourself, enjoy your meals, enjoy your time with your family. You know, we don't want you being the person that, you know, can't have those certain things when you sit down the table, because everybody can, whether it's, you know, smaller portions, having different swaps and things like that. But we want you to enjoy yourself overall.
And the most important thing you can do is take a walk before and after, right?
Yes. Get up, get moving. You know, you don't have to go do a crazy workout or anything, but just go for a walk. Yes, it'll probably be cold out, but quick walk around the block just to get yourself moving. Everybody kind of wants to sit down, lay down after a meal, but it'll help everything digest and then you won't have that just really stuffed feeling.
All right. And next time I have a Wise conversation, I'll go back to eating the ice cream and talking about touring the ice cream facility and doing all of those bad things. I'll be doing plenty of bad things. It's November, December. I don't just talk about the eggnog and the pumpkin. I get involved. It's always great to visit with you. Thanks for coming on and having some fun with us and trying to keep me in line. You know, I mean, I at least I can report to you that first week of November, Moeller gave me such a hard time after the crab cake tour, right? Because I did crab cakes every day in August, and a lot of people were giving me French fries and chips, and I mean, a lot of Greek places were giving me desserts, and I'm like, no, you know, please, no cookies. And I left at 148, and I got on the scale, and I saw 1.0. So I was up like 12, you know, pounds ish. And early September I came back and I was trying to really slow down, ease up, you know, see myself move around a little bit. And then I hurt my back and I didn't weigh myself the whole month of October. My birthday's in the middle. I couldn't get out of bed and I got on the scale this week and I'm flabby, but I'm 148. I promise you. So I feel like I'm ready to head into this season and be foolish. So I will have a little bit of pumpkin ice cream, though. I promise that.
Good. Enjoy yourself. Take care of yourself. And overall, you know, be your best self.
People tell you I love me a lot. Emily Baumgartner here. It is a Wise conversation. We're going to be this week speaking of crab cakes. And this is what happens. And when I start talking about crab cakes, we're going to Silver Spring Mining Company on Thursday. We're going to be there. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We're making good for the last couple of weeks not being around. And I put out a line that I'm going to be at the Silver Spring Mining Company having a crab cake. You're like, no, get the crab pretzel. No, you got to get the ribs. So I'm going to be doing that on Thursday. And then Friday, I'm going to be down at the Chop Tank. We're going to have some great guests. Eddie Lauer is going to be joining us. Tony Tochterman is going to be joining us. Ron Furman from Max's is going to be stopping by. So it's going to be a great day on Friday. And they're talking me into the fried chicken and the crab soup. I will be passing on the French fries, though, this month. No French fry November for me. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. The Vikings are in town. Luke is out in Owings Mills. We'll get back to some football coverage and some more things, as well as Baltimore County Executive Don Moeller, who joins us for our Wise Conversations. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking sensible diets and Baltimore positive.